And I just thought, I run out of time. So this is part two of making veg soup. And I want about turnip or swede. So what I do in mine is cut it into little sections. I know a lot of people don't like cutting this because it can be quite difficult. So I've just cut it into like a quarter, and then you can take the skin off it just with your knife. So I've got my blade and my knife on my skin, or on the skin of the thing, not my skin. I normally put it on my skin while I'm cutting this and end up cutting myself. To slice the skin off, and then I've ended up like with like a long triangular shaped piece of turnip. So next bit is fairly straight. So cut that off, cut that, then get my blade again. Cut the skin off, put that in my bag. And then I can chop that little bit into two pieces. They're like little squares now, like diced. Do another section, same. That's it. You have to have a sharp knife to deal with these as well. One of my friends uses a cleaver to get into a turnip. Just cut skin off this one. Okay. So that's that little section done. Grab my turnip again and cut another. In fact, I'll cut the end off it because I don't really want that. That's that done. You do have to be careful with your fingers of these things though. I do admit. Cut end off this side. There we are. Okay. That's it. Cut these into sections. Just makes it easier. So, come on, cut. Thank you. So when I've in my pan now, I've got onion, leek, garlic, pepper. I forgot to mention pepper. Put water in. I've got carrots, parsnip, and just waiting for turnip. And then I'll bring it to boil when I've chopped all this up, because there is quite a bit of it. Bring it to boil. Pardon me. Then once it's been brought to boil, I'll let it simmer. Make sure everything's cooked through properly, and then I shall put it into my blender, give it a blend till it's fairly smooth, and then eat it for my tea, or mine and Dominic's tea anyway. So there we are. Parsnips, for those of you who don't know, they're just like big carrots, but they're a different colour. They are yellow, I think. I don't know if I remember rightly. So my soup, hopefully, might be quite like an orangey colour when it's all cooked and blended. Once I made soup and it was brown. Dominic said, it's a good job I know you, making brown soup. But what I'd done, I'd put, I think I'd put a bit of curry powder in it, or I'd put something in it. Made it go brown. Cheeky man, it's a good job I know you. don't know. So I'm sorry this has gone into two parts. Normally I don't like to do multiple parts of things, but never mind. I just rambled on that bit too long. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our next door neighbour running their tap. Any answers on why we can hear that would be gratefully received, because we don't know if their water's connected to, well, it must be connected to ours somehow, but we don't know how, and we're thinking about getting a water meter. But if their water is connected to ours, like you heard just then, I hope you picked it up, I really do, then I don't know if we can have a water meter. But Margaret next door, she said when we run our tap, or you can even hear it when they flush toilet, when we flush our toilet or when we've got our washing machine on, she can hear the same. So it's really, really weird. Really weird indeed. And I don't know anybody else who has this. So if anybody does, tell me what your thoughts are. This turnip's nearly done now. I won't boo using my blender because it is really, really noisy, and I mean really noisy. But all you do when you blend it is you, what I do is I tip my soup from my pan into a big jug, and then from the jug into the blender jug, because it's easier to pour than you see from my jug. You need a jug with a wide top if your pan ain't got a spout on it. This one hasn't, that I'm using at the minute. So you need a jug with a wide top, pour your pan into the jug, and then pour your jug into your blender jug, and just keep checking it as you're blending it. Well, turn the blender off first, because we don't want any accidents happening to fingers. So I've turned that up now, put my lid on, if I can find where I put it. Oh, here it's here. It's that. That's it. So yeah, we don't want any accidents. It's a spare leak. Go back in the fridge. So turn your blender off, check it. If it ain't smooth enough for how you like it, then turn it back on. And it should be nice. Don't forget to add some bit of salt and pepper, bit of spices if you like it a bit more flavoured. So that's about it, really. The soup is on the boil. So I'll start me washing up in a minute. Just get rid of this bag. And the peeling's in. Oh, I've got to put celery in. Oh, I can do that. How long have I got left? Oh, 18 seconds, so no, I ain't got time. So bye for now then, and I hope you've enjoyed these booze.